Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 22 through 24 and 35 through 36. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. Some people came from the house. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He lies in the dirt, clutching Jesus' feet. Tears stream down his cheeks. "Please, Lord, it's my daughter. I don't want to lose her." Jesus takes him by the hand and helps him up. "Let's go." But they don't make it in time. Some of his friends meet them along the way. "It's too late. She didn't make it." Does your heart break with his? Have you been there? Overcome with pain, desperate for help. With the pain comes the questions, why? Why do I hurt so much? Why do I have to suffer? And where is God in all this? Notice how Jesus answers that last question here. When this desperate man comes looking for help, Jesus goes with him. There is no, "I don't have time right now." There is no questioning to see how deserving the man might be or what he has already done to try to help his daughter. Jesus just goes. We don't have to wonder where God is in our pain. When we come to Jesus with tears in our eyes and pains in our hearts, he gives us his undivided attention and care every single time. He shares our pain, and he cares deeply. Now, some might think it's foolish to ask Jesus for help. Do we sometimes even think that? He's too busy. It's no use. He won't be able to do anything about it. That's what the messengers from that father's house suggest. But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't fear that I can't help. Don't fear that I don't care. Don't fear that you've wasted your time. Trust me. Rely on me." And Jesus goes to his house and raises his daughter from the dead. His trust was in the right place, in the only one who saves. When life is filled with tears, trust him. You won't be disappointed. Dearest Jesus, help me to trust you in life and in death. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.